My name is Chris Shadler, and I am a conservation biologist from Stratford, New Hampshire, and I also am a landowner in the Northwoods. While I oppose this project for many social and economic reasons, tonight I will address some of my environmental concerns. Large-scale dam projects are not green, and particularly Hydro-Quebec associated projects. Sustainability and low impacts are fundamental to the principles of green power. Hydro-Quebec has dammed every major river in Quebec, flooded tens of thousands of acres of boreal forest, some before it was even cleared, and altered the land and thus the lives of Canada's native people. Methane, a powerful greenhouse gas, and methylmercury, a neurotoxin, are released in large amounts when vegetated land is flooded, and native people eating fish from Hydro-Quebec reservoirs are now suffering from the effects of methylmercury poisoning. New Hampshire does not need to abet the misfortune of Canada's native population. Power lines become corridors for invasive species. The one that I chose to bring up here is Japanese knotweed, but there are many invasive species. Japanese knotweed, which once it has taken root, is nearly impossible to eradicate. It's aggressive. It's capable of crowding out all other vegetation. It's listed as a noxious weed that can create a fire hazard in the winter. It will outcompete native plants for resources and degrade habitat for native animals, reducing biodiversity. It is a concern of mine as a livestock owner. We bought a property in Stratford that was infested with knotweed, and we will continue battling it for as long as we're there, I'm sure. Opening a major migratory corridor for this and other invasive species to travel will hurt not just native plants and animals, it will also hurt farmers along the right-of-way whose fields will become inundated with this otherwise useless ornamental. I believe that cutting this transmission line through our state is wasteful and abusive of our natural resources. It is unnecessary for a state that exports energy and an insult to New Hampshire residents who love our history, love our wildlands, and love our freedom to an untrammeled North Country. Thank you.